It's Monday, August 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Kaseya gives insights into the current market, new Q2 2020 threat reports, and CompTIA removes a pillar of their strategy. This is the Business of Tech. Kaseya kicked off their Connect IT event virtually today and presented some survey data on the state of the market. 32% have seen an average reduction in SMB revenue since March 15th, and 147% increase in IT service requests also since March 15th. There's been a big change in satisfaction. In Q4 2019, 19% of respondents were considering changing their MSP or service provider. In Q2 2020, that's at 72%. 80% of MSPs expect reduction of profits or to remain flat. In Q2 2019, 78% had confidence in their platform. In Q2 2020, only 19%. And 85% of IT staff failures occur from a lack of information and/or audit ability. Demand for compliance is on the rise, 78% demand in 2020 versus 18% in 2018. The company also announced the acquisition of Graphis, a mail security product. Why do we care? The data here is telling. As expected, the impact to the economy is real and revenue is down. As long as the pandemic is not under control, that will be the reality. The reliance on IT and transition to the current condition are exposing any weakness. SMBs are reconsidering their providers because they're shown now how important the IT function is, and providers themselves, under a surge of work, are seeing the strain of their platform technology. Examine both. I don't care about the acquisition. More revenue roll-ups from my perspective. New Spire released their threat landscape report for Q2 2020. Quote, New Spire observed an increase in both botnet and exploit activity over the course of Q2 2020 by 29 and 13% respectively. It's more than 17,000 botnet and 187,000 exploits attacks a day. While attackers targeted remote work technology at the source to obtain access to the enterprise in Q1 2020, New Spire observed a shift in tactics to leverage botnets to obtain a foothold in the network. Home routers typically are not monitored by IT teams, therefore have become a viable attack method that avoids detection while infiltrating corporate networks. Why do we care? The botnet investment by attackers shows the rapid adjustment based on the move to work from home. Providers have traditionally avoided managing home networks. It's been my philosophy for a long time. It's clearly also not viable long term. It seems there are two strategies. Either a provider has to embrace those home networks and make them fully managed, or embrace zero-trust architecture as a philosophy and stop trusting them entirely. New Spire recommends that defense-in-depth approach with zero-trust. I agree with that. Either way, can't ignore the home network. In an announcement to membership via email, CompTIA revealed they have ended their state and federal lobbying efforts. From the email, CompTIA is ceasing all state and federal lobbying activities on behalf of our public policy members and redirecting all those resources and more towards efforts leading to expanded diversity, inclusion, and equal opportunity in the tech workforce and IT channel. We feel doubling down on our already significant leadership position in these areas is the best way to fulfill our mission to advance the global IT industry. We will, however, retain an outsourced capacity to address significant, impactful legislative and regulatory issues faced by our core MSP members. Why do we care? This is a significant change in direction. Advocacy has been a pillar of CompTIA's strategy for some time now, and so removing it is significant. I've criticized their efforts in the past year in this area around right to repair, where, in my opinion, they were on the wrong side of the issue. And so they moved to a position on neither side. I was hoping they would position as the advocacy group for technology services providers going forward, particularly after that backlash. In my interview with Joseph Brunsman, we discussed the need for state societies to bring providers together regarding regulation and compliance. I had hoped CompTIA, who has the certification and community portions nailed, would be able to help on the advocacy piece too. Now we know they are pulling out of that space, and that leaves a need for providers and a space for another player. This is still a need. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Check out our new website, businessof.tech. Available for our Patreon supporters, it's full text versions of all the stories and a daily digest. Sign up, look at the information there, searchable, and find access to one another as you can comment on any of the stories. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.